Smaller creditors not happy as vote on South African Airways rescue deal looms. All eyes in the aviation sector will be on Tuesday's crucial meeting where creditors will decide the fate of stricken state-owned airline South African Airways. A 75% vote in favor of the business rescue plan will be enough to pass it. Bigger creditors, such as the banks, hold the majority of the voting rights, and if they all vote in favor of the plan, it should pass. But these lenders will be paid out regardless, because the loans are guaranteed by the government. Lyndon Burns, MD of Plain Talking, said banks shouldn't be voting because they have guarantees and will be paid out no matter what happens. They shouldn't be treated like other creditors and even have a vote. Opposition to the plan could come from smaller creditors, who have been told they will get only 7.5c in the rand, within a 3-year period, if South African Airways can afford it. Roger Foster, CEO, of SA Airlink, owed 500 million rand by South African Airways, said the private airline is considering its options given that we are damned if we do and damned if we don't. The choice we are being given is, you can either have zero if you don't vote for it, or you can have 7.5c in the rand sometime between now and 3 years from now if the company can afford to pay you. But if it can't, you are still going to get zero. That is what we are going to vote on. Foster said one of Airlink's issues with the plan is that the creditors and their voting interests have vastly changed over the 3 iterations of the plan that we have seen. For example, the list of creditors on the first iteration was 28 billion rand, while the list of creditors on the second iteration was 38 billion rand. That's an increase of 10 billion rand. And the most recent iteration of the plan on July 8 shows 21 billion rand. So what happened to the 17 billion rand? Where did it go and how come it is not there anymore? And how come the voting interests have been so dramatically changed? In the most recent iteration, the sum of the secured lenders, the state-owned enterprise, creditors and the lessors together amounts to 81% of the voting interest. Therefore the rest of the creditors' vote doesn't matter, said Foster. The joint business rescue practitioners said in a statement on Friday that the difference in the amounts is largely due to the agreement with lessors to limit their damages, say, to only 6 months instead of the full period of the contract. Foster said the plan lists his airline as being owed 277 million rand, and it has not been explained to Airlink why there is a 223 million rand difference between this figure and what Airlink believes it is owed. Otto de Vries, CEO, of the Association of South African Travel Agents, said travel agents are owed money by South African Airways, but it is unclear exactly how much because it has never been able to get a breakdown. De Vries said there is a bit of frustration because when the business rescue plan was initially released, it separated 3.2 billion rand in unflown ticket liability from the creditors list, thereby reducing the voting rights of travel agents. They separated unflown ticket liability, which is tickets purchased and not yet flown. That could be unflown ticket liability owed directly to customers by the airline, or that could be unflown ticket liability owed to travel agents. It makes it very difficult for us to get a picture of how much is owed to the travel agency community. Another complication, said De Vries, is that each travel agent that believes it is owed money by South African Airways will have applied separately to be identified as a creditor. De Vries said the argument is that if the plan is approved and business rescue practitioners receive funding, 3.2 billion rand will be made available in the hope that it will cover any refunds customers want or cover the cost of operating those flights that were booked. So we are also damned if we do and damned if we don't. While right now there is little chance of getting the money owed, if we don't approve the plan there is no likelihood of the 3.2 billion rand being put aside specifically to cover unflown ticket liability. Even if all creditors vote in favor of a revised business rescue plan, it is still unclear where the funding for its implementation will come from. The Treasury has said there will be no further bailouts for the airline. The Department of Public Enterprises said on Friday that it believes a positive vote to finalize the business rescue process would be the most expeditious option for the national carrier to restructure its affairs, its business, debts and other liabilities, resulting in the emergence of a new, viable, sustainable, competitive airline.